What is up, and how's it going? I hope you had an amazing week, but now, you know what time it is. It is time for the Refresher Friday, and that means it's time for me to just go over everything that I thought was great this week, or things that I enjoyed, or things that happened with the podcast. It is Friday, June 29th, and this week, if you guys didn't listen to it, I released episode 2 of the podcast with my professor. Check it out. It's amazing. Everything he had to say was incredible. And I just want to get the word out about him because the podcast was so good and he did such a good job as a guest. And I thought it was so entertaining. I mean, I'm a little biased. I recorded it with him, but I think he's just such an amazing person. And it was so interesting and cool to have him on, especially in that environment. And just, he was just an amazing guest, and he was able to just go off on tangents and then bring it back and then talk about jiu-jitsu. And he had so many little bites of wisdom that helped me out a lot. And I was glad I was able to sit down and talk to him more about that. And I've talked to him a little bit more recently. Because I go in and train, and I think I'm going to have him on again. I absolutely will. I don't know when. I don't want to it's such a special podcast, so I don't want to bring him on every single episode, but I really enjoyed having him on. Hopefully he will come on again soon. It was an amazing podcast. And I just want to say that, I just want to make an ask of you guys because, it was so special to me and I thought it was really well done. I'm really proud of how it went. And I want to say thank you to him. If you could share it or whatever, and just get the word out about him, and not even my podcast in general, not even my podcast necessarily. Just if you share the podcast or whatever and people listen to it and learn more about him, that would be great because I just think he had so much interesting to say, so much useful information, and he's just a great person. So I was really glad to have him on, and I don't think it could have gone any better, and I hope to have him on again soon. All right, and I think I'm having a couple other guests lined up. I'm really excited for it. Next week, I think, though, I'm going to do my regular form podcast, and then hopefully the week after, I will have another guest on. But so keep on the eye out for that, or keep your eye out for that one. I'm really excited. I just can't overstate how much I enjoyed that podcast. So if you guys have the time or whatever, just feel free to give it a share or whatever. And now to move into, you know what, like the stuff I like. What was my favorite Instagram? What's my favorite YouTube video? Stuff like that. All right. So for my favorite Instagram this week, it's a classic. Everybody knows who he is. I just went to like the Bruce Lee Instagram and looked at that stuff. It's a bunch of his old quotes, things that he liked to do, and it's just keeping his content, continuing to go out there and keep everything going, which is why I like that. I like going back and looking at all these old Instagrams, especially where they have these quotes from these really famous or really influential people, like Bruce Lee, who's just, obviously, he's such a influence on the health fitness world and all types of martial arts and everything. So I went back and I was just looking at a couple of the great sound bites that he have or all those great quotes that he have. I even have like a little quote book. I mean, everybody loves him. I mean, he's the man. And they do the same thing with like Muhammad Ali and everything. They keep content coming to keep it like to keep people. What's the word I'm looking for? To help people remember who they were and how amazing these people were. So check out that Instagram. I mean, if you aren't following already, I mean, if you're listening to my podcast about health and fitness, I'm sure you're following them already, but that's basically, I looked at that and just looked at a bunch of the different quotes they had. So that was my favorite Instagram of this week. And then my favorite YouTube video this week was actually a YouTube channel. I actually like I think it's B-ball breakdown, because I've been just using basketball as a great cross training for my tennis, for my jiu-jitsu and everything like that. So I like that basketball is this dynamic movement and it allows me to work on something really technical. And also I can do it with a bunch of different friends and everything. So I'll just go back and watch a bunch of his videos and it breaks down why certain players did certain decisions or why they were really successful in this game. And I just really like to see the technical aspects broken down on a different level. So that's something that I looked at this week. Otherwise, my workouts were real good. I've been doing a couple more just regular lifts, and I enjoy that a lot. I'll definitely be incorporating that more, and I'll be finding a good medium between the kettlebells and that, because I've really enjoyed just doing just simple lifts of isolating certain muscles just for fun, and I really enjoy that. I'll be also doing like more plyometrics with like medicine balls and everything like that. So, all right, guys, I don't really have much left this week. The most important thing, again, was just having my professor on. So thank you guys for tuning in this week. I really appreciate it. All right, that's it for this week. Have a great weekend. Spend time with your family, whatever you need to do to make it the best weekend ever. And then I will see you guys on Monday. All right, guys.